I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And this show is devoted entirely to border ballads. Now, explaining border ballads will probably take me the best part of an hour, but very briefly, the borders, the debatable lands between England and Scotland, were for many years an area of lawlessness. The Reavers, the raiders, came from Scotland and from England too, going north, taking cattle, taking women, children, taking anything they could get their hands on. Prominent border families like the Douglases, the Percys, the Armstrongs went backwards and forwards over the years, taking each other's goods, fighting, killing each other. Well, the skirmishes and the rivalries and the murders and the raids produced their own body of songs called border ballads. Some of them talk about raids, some of them are love songs, some of them are simple story ballads, and some are even humorous, would you believe? I'm going to begin with a song which comes from an album simply called Border Ballads by Johnny Dickinson, the great guitarist and singer from the Northeast. It's called A Lyke Wake Song. The Lyke Wake Walk is a nighttime journey across the moors of northern England, and it was taken to carry corpses. It was a corpse way from one part of the country to the other, in fact to the only part where there was sanctified ground in which to bury the body. And they would walk across the moors, over through the peat bogs and the hags and the grikes, with the corpse on their shoulders. Johnny Dickinson with A Lyke Wake Song. Johnny Dickinson with A Lyke Wake Song from his album Border Ballads. One of the things I forgot to do when I was introducing Border Ballads there was explain that this did not all happen a couple of months ago, with the Scots coming flying over the border, pillaging and looting and raping. It was much further back. The 15th, 16th and 17th centuries would have been the height, I suppose, of the Reavers. Now, Nick Jones, on his album Ballads and Songs, sings a true classic border ballad, although it isn't actually about the skirmishes and stuff. It is one that was collected many times in the Scottish borders. It's Sir Patrick Spence, one of the great ballads of all time, telling the story of Sir Patrick, who doesn't want to be a mariner at all, but is forced to go across the sea to Norway to bring some princes home to Britain.
Oh, they can eat. sits in Dunfermline town, a-drinking the blood red wine. Oh, where will I get a fine mariner to sail seven ships of mine? And then up spoke a fine young man, sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best mariner has ever sailed on the seas. So the king he has written a broad letter and signed it with his own hand. And he sent it off to Sir Patrick Spens, a-walking all on the strand. And the very first lines that Patrick he read, a little laugh then gave he. And the very last lines that Patrick read, the salt tears filled his eyes. Oh, who is he that's done this deed and told the king on me? For never was I a good mariner, and never do intend to be. Late yestreen I saw the new moon with the old moon in her arms. And I fear a deadly storm, a ship and she will come to harm. But rise up, my merry men all, a little ship she sails in the morn. Whether it's a windy or whether it's a wet, or whether there's a deadly storm. And they hadn't been a-sailing a league or more, a league but fairly nine, till a wind hadn't wet, and sleet and snow come a-blowing up behind. Oh, where can I get a little cabin boy to take the helm in hand? While I go up to the topmast high and see if I can't spy land. Come down, Sir Patrick Spens, we fear that we all must die. For in and out of the good ship's hull, the wind and the ocean fly. And the very first step that Patrick he took, the water it came to his knees. And the very last step that Patrick he took, they drowned, they were in the seas. And many was the fine feather bed that floated on the foam. And many was the little lord's son that never, never more came home. And long, long may their ladies sit with the fans all in their hands, before they see Sir Patrick Spens come a-sailing along the strand. For it's 50 miles to Aberdeen shore, it's 50 fathoms deep, and there does lie Sir Patrick Spens with the little lords at his feet.
Pure class. Wonderful stuff. Sir Patrick Spens from Nick Jones' album Ballads and Songs. June Tabor's album An Echo of Hooves is absolutely monumental. Border ballads sung, well, like nobody else can sing them. She's quite one of the most amazing singers on the modern day folk scene. I'm going to play you her version of the ballad Hughie Graham. Graham is caught for stealing a bishop's horse and sentenced to hang. He pleads for mercy and people come trying to ransom him, but all of that is unavailing. He sees his mother in some versions and sends greetings to his father and his sword to Johnny Armstrong, another legendary border hero. And finally, before they string him up, he sends a curse to his wife, because the legend is that his motive for stealing the horse was revenge for the bishop seducing his wife. Hughie Graham.
Lords, to the mountains gone, a hunting of the fallow deer, They have gripped Hughie Graham for stealing of the bishop's mare. They have bound him hand and foot, led him up through Carlisle town. All the lads along the way cried, Hughie Graham, you shall hang. Lose my right arm free, he says, put my broadsword in my hand. There's none in Carlisle town this day dare tell the tale to Hughie Graham. Spoke the good White Ford as he sat by the bishop's knee. 500 white stots I'll give you if you give Hughie Graham to me. Hold your tongue, my noble lord, and if you're pleading, let it be. Although 10 Grahams were in his coat, Hughie Graham this day shall die. Spoke the fair White Ford as she sat by the bishop's knee. 500 white pence I'll give you if you let Hughie Graham go free. Hold your tongue, my lady fair, and if you're weeping, let it be. Although 10 Grahams were in his coat, it's for my honour he must die. Him to the hanging hill and led him to the gallows tree. Ne'er the colour left his cheek, nor ever did he blink his eye. Then he's looked him round about, all for to see what he could see. Then he saw his father dear, weeping, weeping bitterly. Hold your tongue, my father dear, and if you're weeping, let it be. It sorer grieves my heart than all that they could do to me. And you may give my brother John my sword that's made of the metal clear. Bid him come at 12 of the clock and see me pay the bishop's mare. You may give my brother James my sword that's made of the metal brown. Tell him come at 4 of the clock, see his brother Hugh cut down. Remember me to Maggie my wife the next time you come o'er the moor. Tell her she stole the bishop's mare, tell her she was the bishop's whore. When next they meet the bishop's cloak, leave it short to buy the hood.
June Tabor with Hughie Graham from her album An Echo of Hooves. What a great line. When next you meet the bishop's cloak, leave it shorter by a hood. In other words, cut his head off. The Bonnie Hoos of Airlie from Malinke's album Far Better Days. Archibald Campbell, Earl of Argyll, raided Airlie Castle, the home of James Ogilvy, the Earl of Airlie, in the summer of 1640. And this is the story.
It fell on a day, on a bonny summer day, when the corn was ripe and jelly, that there fell out the great dispute between Argyll and Airlie. Argyll, he has mustered 1,000 of his men, he's marched them Utrecht early. He's marched them then by the back of Dunkel, to plunder the bonny house so early. Lady Ogilvy has looked for her when they say hi, and oh, but she cracks early. To see Argyll and all his men come to plunder the bonny house so early. Come down, Lady Ogilvy, and cast me fairly. Or I swear by the halt o' my great braid sword that I wanna leave a standing stain and early. Although come down your force again, nor will I cast thee fairly.
So early, Malinky, from their album Far Better Days. And a cracking version it is too. I love that girl's voice. And what a great band they are. Now, in the burial ground of Kirkconnell, in the Scottish Borders, is the grave of Fair Helen. She and her lover, Adam Fleming, were sitting on the banks of the river one day when a rival for her love came along. He was so bitter and angry he drew his sword. Adam stood up. Helen got between the two of them and she received the fatal blow that had been aimed at him and died on the spot. Adam took his sword and killed his rival. He fled the scene and went to Spain, where for some time he fought in the Spanish army against the Moors. but he couldn't stop thinking about his dead love. He returned to the graveyard at Kirkconnell, and it is said that he lay himself down upon her grave and died upon the spot, and is buried by her side. A cross and a sword are engraved on the tombstone, together with the words Hic jacet Adamus Fleming, which I think, because I only did Latin for a year at school, means Here Lies Adam Fleming. That's the only memorial. Apart from this, the beautiful ballad, Helen of Kirkconnell.
As I come down the water side, and bought my love to be my guide, and bought my love to be my guide on fair Kirkconnell lea. I wish I were where Helen lies, night and day me she cries. Oh, that I were where Helen lies on fair Kirkconnell lea. Cast a heart, the thought, the thought. Cast a hand that fired the shot. But in my arms, brave Helen dropped. She died to save me. Down my sword to draw, I hacked him to pieces small. I cut him down to pieces small. For the sake she died for me. I wish I were where Helen lies, night and day me she cries. That I were where Helen lies on fair Kirkconnell lea. Oh, Helen fair beyond compare, a lucky garland's far thy hair up by my heart never met until the day I deed. I wish I were where Helen lies, night and day me she cries. Oh, that I were where Helen lies on fair Kirkconnell lea.
Beautiful version there of Helen of Kirkconnell from the band The Iron Horse, and that comes from their album Hits and Highlights. Great stuff. Now, Sir James Radcliffe was the Earl of Derwentwater. 1689 to 1716, he was the leader of the Jacobites in Northumberland. The Jacobites, as many of you know, there were two wars, 1715 and 1745, in which the Scots and many in the north of England fought, trying to put Bonnie Prince Charlie on the throne of England for the House of Stuart. Well, Sir James Radcliffe was captured at Preston in Lancashire and executed in London, and he became the hero of many a ballad. And this tune, Derwentwater's Farewell, it's played here on the Northumbrian pipes, which are not a blown pipe like the Scottish bagpipes, but the player has a set of bellows under one arm. He pumps the bellows and the air goes into a bag, a sack, under his left arm, and he uses both arms to pump air into the bag and to press air from the bag down the pipes. And the pipes have a lovely, sweet, mellow tone. This is Derwentwater's Farewell. Derwentwater's Farewell from Richard Butler's album The Perfect Triangle. And if you get a chance to get hold of that album, do so, because it is a wonderful album. That particular track also includes the tune Rowan Tree Hill, another classic of Northumbrian piping. Now, this next song was first collected and published in 1611, though it is much, much older than that. It tells the story of a knight in arms brought down by death, and all flesh being grass, as he lies there, two ravens, or crows, twa corbies, as it is in the Scots, come down to feast on him. It's quite brutal, quite horrific, and in particular I always find quite disturbing the notion, A, of them picking out his bonny blue eyes, and B, using his golden hair, locks of his golden hair, to thatch their nest. This is the great singer Janet Russell with a beautiful version of The Twa Corbies.
As I was walking all alane, I heard twa corbies making the main. The teen and tither, tither did say, oh, where shall we gan and dine the day? Oh, where shall we gan and dine the day? It's in a hinge yon old fail dyke. I wot there lies a new slain knight, and nobody kens that he lies there, but he's hawk and he's hound and he's lady fair. Oh, he's hawk and he's hound and he's lady fair. His hound is tae the hunting gane, his hawk did fetch the wild fowl hame. His lady's ta'en aner the maid, so we may mak a dinner sweet, oh, we may mak a dinner sweet. You'll sit on his white horse bean, and I'll pike out his bonny blue een. We'll look o' his golden hair, we'll think o' nest when it grows bare, oh, we'll think o' nest when it grows bare. There's money's a one for him, marksman, but name shall ken what he is gain. Or his white beans when they are bare, the wind shall blow forever mare, oh, the wind shall blow forever mare.
Through his bones when they grow bare, the wind shall blow forever mare. That's one of my favourite songs ever. The Twa Corbies, sung wonderfully by Janet Russell on the album Fire and Sword, Songs of the Border Reavers on the Fellside label. That album is really superb. It's got about 20 tracks on it, all great border ballads and produced brilliantly by Paul Adams of Fellside. The Dowie Dens of Yarrow, or the Dewey Dens of Yarrow, tells the story of a beautiful young girl who is courted by a ploughboy and unfortunately also by 9 very rich gentlemen who set out to murder him. In many versions, the 9 gentlemen fail and her brother comes along at the end and kills the poor ploughboy. It's one of the most well-known and commonly sung ballads in the border tradition. Here it's sung beautifully by Connor O'Sullivan.
There lived a maiden in the south, the fairest maid in Yarrow, and she refused 9 noblemen for a ploughboy from Gala. Then up spoke her father dear, the cause of all his sorrow, said send him forth to fight the 9 on the Dewey Dens of Yarrow. He came over high, high hills, through the homes of Yarrow. Well, there he spied the 9 lords all, and there wasn't one his marrow. He said, you're 9, and I am but 1, in that there's not much marrow. But I will fight you man to man to gain the flower of Yarrow. And 3 he slew, and 3 withdrew, and 3 lay deadly wounded, when her brother John stepped in between, and he put his knife right through him. The Dewey Dens of Yarrow. Oh, sister dear, I read your dream. I fear it will bring sorrow. But you can go and seek your love at home, but he's sleeping sound in Yarrow. Oh, daughter dear, dry up your tears and grieve no more in sorrow, for I will bring you to a higher degree than a ploughboy from Gala. Oh, hold your tongue, my father dear, for I cannot help this sorrow. A flower like my own true love will never bloom in Yarrow.
Conor O'Sullivan from his album Good Day Señor with the Dewey Dens of Yarrow. Now, The Cruel Mother is a murder ballad, a really horrific murder ballad in a way, and it's also a ghost ballad, or certainly a supernatural ballad. and it's found as The Cruel Mother, The Greenwood Sidey, The Greenwood Side, The Well Below the Valley, or The Maid and the Palmer. It's a song that is popular throughout the English-speaking world. You find it in the Appalachian Mountains, you find it in Scotland, you'll find it in the west of Ireland also. This version comes from an album called Deepest, Darkest Night, and it's one of the most beautiful versions ever, by Kim Lowings and The Greenwood. were The Cruel Mother, Kim Loings and the Greenwood. That's from the album Deepest, Darkest Night. Now, I've picked this next song because I think it's one of the best versions of the Border Widow's Lament I've ever heard. It comes from a band called Ye Vagabonds, two lads from County Carlow in Ireland. It's a song which tells the story of a woman whose husband has been killed in a skirmish or a raid, and she goes and takes his body and buries it. In some cases, she digs the grave with the very sword that has killed him. I think these lads sing it with just the right amount of emotion and starkness.
My love, he built me a bonny barn and clad it out with a lily flower, a finer bower in there did see than my true love he built for me. There came a man by middle day, he spied his sports and went away, and brought the king that very night, who broke my bower and slew my knight. He slew my knight to me so dear, he slew my knight and pawned his gear. My servants all for life did flee, and left me in extremity. I sewed his sheet, making my moan. I watched the corpse myself alone. I watched the body night and day, while no living creature came that way. I took his body on my back, and whiles I went and whiles I sat, I digged a grave and I laid him in, and lapped him with the sod so green. But think not you my heart was sore when I laid the moon on his yellow hair. Think not ye my heart was wae when I turned around away to go. No living man I'll love again, since that my lovely knight is slain. And with a lock of his yellow hair, I'll chain my heart forevermore.
From the album simply called Vagabond, that's the band of the same name with the Border Widow's Lament. So stark, bare, and so powerful as well. Now, I mentioned the album Fire and Sword, the songs of the Border Reavers, earlier on in the show, and on that album, Maddie Pryor sings a wonderful version of Dacre's Gone to War. Thomas Dacre, D-A-C-R-E, was one of the Border March's lieutenants. The Border Marches, the marches like, well, there's the Welsh Marches and the Scottish Marches. It means that land, the debatable lands, the borderlands between the two countries. Dacre actually fought at the Battle of Flodden in 1513. He was a war hero, but ironically, in 1529, he died accidentally by falling from his horse. And he's buried at Lanercost Priory, near Carlisle. This is the wonderful Maddie Pryor with Dacre's Gone to the War.
Thank you.
From the album Fire and Sword, Songs of the Border Reavers, beautiful version of Dacre's Gone to the War, Maddy Pryor. Now this next song is called Otterburn, it's sung by Colleen Rainey from her album Lark, and it tells the story of the Battle of Otterburn, fought on August the 19th, 1388, between the Scottish and the English. And just listen to this, 100 Scots were killed and 200 captured, while the English lost 1,800 dead, 1,000 taken prisoner, and 1,000 wounded. So the Scots won, hands down, and the English, in true folk tradition, wrote a song about it.
When Muir men gin them hay, the doughty Douglas bound them right to England to catch a prey. He's ta'en the Gordons and the Grahams, and the Lindsays bright and gay. The Jordans would not with him ride, they rue it to this day. Harry from Berkshire, the Otter daily burned in hell and set it all on fire. And he rode up to Newcastle and rode it round about, saying, who's the lord of this castle and who's the lady of? Spoke proud Lord Percy then, and all but he spoke high. I am the lord of this castle, my wife's the lady gay. If you're the lord of this castle, so well it pleases me. Before we cross the border fells, the one of us shall die. Upon the west so round, they lighted high on Otterburn and threw their broadswords down. And up then spoke a bonny boy before the break of Percy with the Douglas man. I know he was full of fame. They swapped swords, and when they swapped, the blood fell down between. And Percy with his good broadsword that could so sharply wound his wounded Douglas on the brow, till he fell to the ground. When Percy with Montgomery met, that either of other were fame, they swapped swords, and when they swapped, the blood fell down like rain. This deed was done at Otterburn before the break of day. Lord Douglas was buried at the bracken bush, and Percy led captive away.
That was Otterburn from Colleen Rainey's album Lark. And I should know what that tune is that they've inserted into that, and which runs so beautifully underneath it all, but I'm damned if I do. I mean, it's in my head. I know the tune, but I can't think of the title. Damn it, it's going to be an earworm that's going to drive me crackers, that, trying to work out what it is. If anybody knows, please write in and tell me, because it'll bug me for weeks. Johnny of Breedislaw, Gina Leslie and Siobhan Miller. Beautiful version from those two girls. I played a track from them on last week's show, which was the tribute to Green Tracks Records. The two girls have done a brilliant version of a song which Andy Irvine describes thus. Johnny of Breedislaw is evidently an outlaw, or at least a man who pays little regard, let me read this, to the game laws. Despite his mother's warning, he sets out one day to bring the deer down. His dogs and himself feast on the deer to such an extent, in other words, he's poaching the king's royal deer, they feast on the deer to such an extent that they fall asleep. The foresters are tipped off by an interfering old codger and wound Johnny mortally as he sleeps. Johnny wakes in a rage and kills six of them. The seventh one suffers multiple injuries and is put on his horse to ride out of the forest and tell the news. I love Andy's description there. An interfering old codger. Good stuff. Gina Leslie and Siobhan Miller with a brilliant version of Johnny O'Bradisley, or Johnny of Breedislaw, as it's sometimes called.
Done. Britain's back, the farts for a start, he was for a start, our them all. Says if there's be Johnny, oh, play the sleaze, unto him we mun draw, draw, unto him we mun draw. It's Britain's back, the knees for a start, Johnny says, star son, it was he. Says if there's be Johnny, oh, play the sleaze, we had better let him be. Aye, we had better let him be. First in shot that the forester fired, it wounded him on the knee. And the second shot that the forester fired, his heart's blood blended is he. His heart's blood blended is he.
Wonderful. Johnny O'Brady Slays from Gina Leslie and Siobhan Miller's album Shadows Tall. I think it's time I played a funny song now, because there's not been too many laughs in the show up to now. It reminds me of when I was playing in Waiting for Godot in Bolton at the Octagon. I came off, and of course Godot's got lots of lines like, "They give birth astride a grave. The light gleams an instant, and then it is dark once more." Anyway, I'm having a pint in the bar afterwards, and this bloke stood next to me said, "Not many chuckles in that, was there?" So, many apologies for the general tone of this show, but of course, being Border Ballads, it's got to be about murder and mayhem and battles and such. This next song isn't. It's Maddie Pryor again, this time joined by June Tabor. The two of them were the Silly Sisters, who made two cracking albums. This is from one of them, No More to the Dance, and it's called The Barring of the Door, and it's about two old people who have a row about who's going to get up and shut the door because it's cold and drafty, and they decide that the first one that speaks is going to get up and do it.
It fell about the Martinmas time, and again time it was all in all, that our good wife had puddings to make, and she boiled them in a pan all. The wind blew cold from east and north, it blew into the floor all. Quoth our good man to our good wife, "Get up and bar the door all. Me hand is in me hussive scap, good man, as ye may see all. And it should be barred this 100 years, it'll not be barred by me, oh." They
made a pact between the two. They made it firm and sure all. Whoever should speak the very first word should rise and bar the door all. Then by and came two gentlemen at 12 o'clock at night all, and they could see that in the house there was coal nor candlelight all. Oh, how we hear a rich man's house, how we hear a borrow, but never a word would the old couple speak for the barring of the door all. So first they ate the white puddings, and then they ate the black all. And Martha thought the good wife herself, but never a word she spoke all.
I love that. You spoke the very first word, get up and bar the door. Oh, that's marriage bliss for you. That was the barring of the door. Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, the Silly Sisters, as they're known on the album No More to the Dance. Let's have some more Northumbrian pipes, this time from Catherine Tickell, with a great tune called Bill Charlton's Fancy. Catherine is one of the greatest pipers on the planet. Not just clever, not just good at what she does, but she plays with heaps and heaps of soul. I love her playing. Thank you. That was certainly some playing. That was from the album What We Do, Billy Charlton's Fancy, and the piper Catherine Tickell. Wonderful, wonderful musician. Just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to play one more from The Fire and the Sword, the songs of the Reavers. And this one is sung by John Wright, and it's the story of a raid and retribution, revenge. It's called The Foray.
Lamb is tied and I must away. Don't you weep, lass, for I'll be back. When I return, you can then rest easy. But for now, there's no turning back. For I'll go raiding in the night, love. I'll ride loyally with my kin. The moon is up and I'm away. There is vengeance and there is gain. I know it's hard when I have to leave. These deeds of ours have a bloody end. But for honour and my family, I'd stay with you and the cattle ten. Went up, a cry for vengeance. We'll take back what should be ours. We'll steal their cattle, burn their store sheds. They'll rue the day that they raped our land. Though the night be as dark as a dungeon, and the clouds they hide the moon, I will go on this long night's journey, for the deed it must be done. Till the night winds dark and dismal, as we gather for the rhyme, kiss the children for me, Mary, the deeds afoot on the Scottish side. For I'll go raiding in the night, love, I'll ride loyally with my kin. The moon is up and I'm away, love, for there is vengeance and there is gain. Yes, I'll go raiding in the night, love, I'll ride loyally with my kin. The moon is up and I'm away, love, for there is vengeance and there is gain. For I'll go raiding in the night, love, I'll ride loyally with my kin. The moon is up and I'm away, love, for there is vengeance and there is gain.
Same tune, of course, as I'm a Rover and Seldom Sober. I'm a rover of high degree, so when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. The Foray there, sung by John Wright, and that's from the album Fire and Sword, Songs of the Reavers on the Fellside label. If you want any details of anything that I've played on this show, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists that have been on this show and all the previous shows, and you can download all the other shows as podcasts and stick them on your iPad, your clone, or your iPhone, or whatever, and listen to them at your heart's content. And it's all free. I'm going to finish with a song from Mark Knopfler. The song is called Border Reaver, and, well, it isn't about the reavers of the 16th and 17th century. It's about a modern-day reaver, or raider, in the shape of a long-distance lorry driver who drives down from Glasgow across the border, and what he's trying to steal is time. It's got a great traditional feel to it because, of course, Mark Knopfler's got enough sense to employ two of the tradition's finest musicians, Mike McGoldrick and John McCusker, and they lend a certain Johnny Sequoia, whoever Johnny Sequoia is, they lend him to the proceedings. Border Reaver, Mark Knopfler.
Thank you. Southern bound from Glasgow town, she's shining in the sun. Mascots to Mersey, on a border run. We're whistling down the hillside and tearing up the clouds. I'm just a thiever, stealing time in the border reaver. $300,000 on the clock and plenty more to go. Crash box and reaver, she needs a healing tone. She's not too cold in winter, but she cooks me in the heat. I'm a 6 foot driver, but she came in just a seat in the border reaver. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the alley. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the Albion. She's an Albion, she's an Albion. Paperwork's alright, you can't touch me. I got my sleep last night. It's knocking out a living wage in 1969. I'm just a thiever, stealing time in the border reaver. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the Albion. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the Albion. She's an Albion, she's an Albion.
Modern border ballad there from Mark Knopfler from his album Get Lucky. That was Border Reaver, Mike McGoldrick on low D whistle, and John McCusker on spoons. Great stuff, love it. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget we've got no money for advertising, so please spread the word as much as you can. And also, keep the faith, look after yourselves, and mind how you go. Because we're only a hop, kick, and a jump from the greatest mystery of them all. The answer, I think, is 42 3/4. Ta-da!